The Impersonal Life by Joseph Benner. We have shown you one way to be your real self by first mentally seeing yourself acting as a divine being would act, and in meditation, so practicing such mental acting that it becomes natural and easy when you mix with others. Those who will prove this will be startled by the attitude of others, the respect and even awe they sometimes unconsciously manifest toward you. Now we want to show you another way, or rather to give you other helps to aid you to arrive at the same place in consciousness. We want you to consider with us for a while what is the impersonal life and how to live it. An article on impersonal persons in the March 1929 Unity Daily Word is so excellent and fits in so well with our subject that we give it herewith in full, interspersed with our comments, asking all to read carefully and to try to see that everything stated is as your higher self would have you be and do. How would you like to live in a world in which there were no misunderstandings, no unpleasant personal remarks, none of the 1,001 situations which cause inharmony and personal dislikes? In other words, how would you like to live in a world where people were impersonal, living above personal consciousness? Would it not be a heavenly world? Yes, it would be an actual living in the kingdom consciousness here on earth. Is that possible? Read on and see. In an impersonal world, there could be no personal limitations. No one would look upon you and see your personal shortcomings. You could not see these in others. Is it not possible that this impersonal world exists right here and now? You do not believe it true? Possibly you are in personal consciousness and consequently cannot sense its existence. Possibly freedom from personal consciousness is the passport that you need in order to enter this world. Stop here and think on this. Can you not see plainly from this what may be holding you back from your soul's goal? What is preventing your finding and entering the kingdom? For the impersonal world is really the kingdom, as you will realize later. With such a goal in sight, the finding of an impersonal world, a world of impersonal persons, is it not worth an effort to become so impersonal that you can find your place in this impersonal world? Would it not be well to set out today to improve your thought and your outlook upon life so that you will merit a place in this realm of impersonality? How can you be impersonal? By seeing yourself and others freed from personality. In personal consciousness, you have been bound to personal shortcomings. You have seen your own shortcomings and those of others. In the great universal consciousness, you know yourself and others not according to your personal limitations, but according to truth, according to the philosophy of perfection. Begin this very day to be impersonal. Do not let your thought dwell upon personal limitations. Do not think of personal failures of the past. Do not think of any of the things that belong to the personal man as seen as failure, disease, age, time, blemish, fault, the yesterday, or the tomorrow. Live a life entirely separate from personal values. You will make a great discovery when you begin to live the impersonal life. You will find that your impersonal attitude toward yourself and others will cause them to take a similar attitude toward you. You will discover that your tendency to find fault had served to attract fault finding to you. Then you will make another great find. There will be revealed to you a mighty truth that in reality there never has been such a thing as personality and its limitations, that the eternal truth of man's perfection is the only truth. That is, that the personality and its limitations are but a personal concept and are ephemeral and have no reality or permanence in consciousness. For only the soul consciousness is real and eternal. How can you make a practical application of this doctrine of impersonality? If there is someone in your life with whom you are always finding fault, or someone who seems to be finding fault with you, begin this impersonal treatment at once. See the person concerned as loving and perfect. See him as living with you in the impersonal world. Possibly this personal situation will prove through its transformation to be the key which will open the impersonal world to you. The impersonal world is not a fictional one. In fact, the world of personality, with all its beliefs and personal limitation, is the illusionary one. The impersonal world is the world of truth, the world of reality, love, and perfection. The more you practice seeing perfection instead of personal limitation, the sooner will you enter the impersonal world. The sooner will you be glorified through impersonal consciousness. You can see that the more persons you behold through impersonal vision, the more will your world be peopled with impersonal persons. Finally, the world of personal shortcomings, criticism, and personality will disappear, and only the world of reality will appear. It is then you will begin to realize who you are and of what you are a part. For you will discover, through loving service that has now become your life, who your brother servers are, and you will be brought into contact not only with such brothers who are serving outwardly among men, but with those who are directing and aiding from the spiritual realms. Can you not now glimpse the great white brotherhood of the spirit of which you are a part? Truth teaches us to be impersonal. We learn how to rise above the world in which personal limitations are seen. We live in a world in which only the Son of God in man is seen and exalted. We live in a universe in which man does not think and act according to personal standards, but according to the principle of truth. How real this true world seems to us as we meditate upon it. We feel that after all, there is an impersonal world peopled with impersonal persons, if we will but lift our vision and see this world through eyes of impersonal seeing. Through much of such meditation and seeing, and only through such, when dealing with things in the outer world, you will find you need not be of it, but can live in the inner world, and from there can direct all the activities of your instrument, the human mind and its body, in whatever is necessary in your outer life. You will find another thing. Once you have sensed the impersonal world, you cannot go back to living in the world of personality with all its limitations. You will not care to look at the seeming blemishes or faults of others, once you have seen them as they exist in truth. You will have no desire to be critical, once you have been able to view your fellow beings through the eyes of God. In the impersonal world, there is but one power and authority. Since it is the world of God, that power must be the power of God. His principle of truth reigns supreme. All things must be observed through the eyes of God. We must see the people of this world as God sees them and know them as He knows them. Do you know any impersonal persons? That friend of yours who takes the impersonal attitude, does he not bring you just a little closer to heaven and to God? Does he not lift your thought just a little higher through your contacting him? You will find in this impersonal world that there is a strong influence always at work exalting your thought. You will find yourself being lifted up through this power, the power of divine mind. For then you will verily be seeing through the eyes of a Son of God, of your own higher self, who is truly God in you, through the medium of His Spirit, the Christ love in your heart. In the above, dear friends, has been shown you as nearly as can be put in words what is the kingdom of heaven. Wherever the words the impersonal world are used, you could verily substitute the kingdom of heaven, and it would apply perfectly. This chapter serves in a way as a culmination of all that has been taught previously, for it gives you a true view of life in the kingdom. Our great desire is that everyone study it, stay with it, and try with all your hearts, minds, and souls to realize fully its deep meaning for you, and to be and live all that is herein shown. For you are now looking in through the door of the kingdom. If you are not able to walk in and to be at home there, and you now know all that is necessary to gain admittance. And love is the passport and the only power that will enable you to enter. End of the excerpt from The Way to the Kingdom. I was now ready to speak with Shekinah again.